Welcome to Real Talk. I'm your host, Holly McClure. And my guest today is one who experienced the Jesus Revolution movement during the 70s. He lived it. It changed his life forever. And now he's bringing it to his church. With me is Pastor Larry Huck. He's the founder and senior pastor of New Beginnings Church in Bedford, Texas. He's been in the ministry for over 40 years and has a worldwide ministry, as a matter of fact. He was a drug addict on heroin when he got saved, and it was during the Jesus Revolution movement in the 70s, and nothing has been the same as life since. He has changed so many people's hearts and minds and souls, and with healing and ministries, he's got so many, a lot of them on his resume that you can go look on for the church. You can make a movie about the story of his life, as a matter of fact. So I thought I'd have him on today talking about what that movie, The Jesus Revolution, did for him and is doing for his church. And Pastor Larry, welcome.
Oh, Holly, I'm so glad to be with you.
You know, like I said, I could read a resume. I looked at, on the church website, your resume, and I was like, okay, there's a lot that he's done with ministry and worldwide ministries, as a matter of fact. So you've had an exciting career. We were talking about the movie Jesus Revolution, and you really connected with that movie, and you decided to rent a movie theater, right, for your church,
right,
so they could see it.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I haven't seen it yet because I want to see it with my church for the first time. But, of course, a lot of our folks have seen it. My family have seen it and just said it's outstanding. And, like, one of the guys on staff at our church said, Pastor, this is your story. And, you know, I gave my life to Christ during the Jesus Revolution. And, Holly, in the ancient Hebrew language, there's no word for coincidence. And that's why Jesus said we need to have eyes to see and ears to hear. And I believe in all my heart it's not a coincidence that this movie is coming out right now. And you think about the Jesus Revolution, the Jesus People movement. And it was a time when our nation, especially our young people, we were a mess. It was sex, drugs, and you know, all the nonsense that went with it. And in the middle of when it looked like our young people were lost, the future of our nation was lost, God brings a movement that took some of the worst of us and not only saved us, but turned us into preachers. And my God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe in all my heart. It's getting ready. It's preparing to happen right now.
Oh, I so hope so. Now, in fact, you're doing this at a movie theater that's near you in Bedford for your church, but you're actually encouraging other pastors and ministers to do the same, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's so powerful when you think about what happened. I was a heroin addict. I was a cocaine addict. I had a ranch down in Columbia, South America. You know, I tell church people I was in the import-export business of all natural substances. And in the middle of that, well, you know, I'm from the inner city. I'm from inner city South St. Louis. I'm from the hood. Street violence and everything. I went to college on a football athletic scholarship, got in the drugs, became a drug addict. I was using the needle sometimes 10, 12 times a day when I was living in Columbia.
Wow.
And for a year and a half, Holly, I'd been selling to an undercover agent, a narcotic agent, which we thought was just, you know, one of us long-haired hippies. And one night they arrested 48 drug dealers in our area, and a friend of mine's dad was a probation officer a bail bondsman, and he said, Larry's number two on the list. And so I ran from St. Louis area. I love to tell people I ran from the long arms of the law right in the strong arms of the Lord.
Mm.
And we took off. We knew we were going to get arrested. There were 7 federal warrants out for my arrest. And I'm sitting on my porch, long hair, tattoos, needle marks, drug addict, and this young Hispanic man who 5 days before had been a drug addict himself, and somebody on the streets pulled him in the back of a van, and they prayed with him and led him to the Lord. And I see him walking back and forth in front of my house. I'm smoking dope, and all of a sudden I see him take a deep breath, and he comes rushing across the street, and he says, "I've never done this before, but I couldn't tell you. I couldn't leave until I told you Jesus is who you're looking for." And the thing I want pastors to see in looking at this movie is that this was a generation we didn't look like we were looking for God, but God was looking for us. And what Satan meant for evil, God turned it around and used it for good. And I want pastors to be inspired that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when our nation looks the darkest, who would have ever thought that our nation would be doing what it's doing? Who would have thought that those in office right now, this administration, would be pushing the things that they're pushing? And so when it looks like it's the darkest, God is getting ready to, just like with the book of Esther and Purim, turn this story upside down. And I want us to be believing for it, and I want us to be prepared for it, because when I read the book, the Bible, I read that we're going out a glorious bride. We're going out the head and not the tail. We're going out above only, not beneath. And so you look at everything that's going on. You look at Bible prophecy from America to Israel, and we are close, I believe, to the coming of the Messiah. The only thing that I think we need to see, and I'm not saying the Lord delays his coming, is we need to see one more great awakening. And I believe we're seeing touches of that, because God is saying, open your eyes, prepare, and let's see this thing move across our nation and save our nation again.
Oh, I absolutely. Amen. I mean, look what happened at Asbury. You know, that revival, and my daughter and son-in-law, their church up in Michigan, had the same thing for a few days. And I heard more churches are even having that, you know, in California, Harvest, Greg Laurie's church. Many of them have. So it's exciting to see that. And then yet there's this darkness that's here. It's a battle, isn't it?
Well, it is. And, you know, as far as preachers go, you know, there's a strict warning in the Bible. It says, be ye not many preachers, be not many teachers, be not many Christian leaders, for greater is your condemnation. And unfortunately, one of the scriptures concerning prophecy is there'll be a great falling away. You know, when I got saved, gave my life to the Lord, we thought the great falling away would mean the churches are empty. But we see now that the great falling away, we see a lot of people who call themselves pastors preaching against the Word of God, preaching against living holy, preaching against traditional families and traditional marriage, preaching against it. And so I see that as the great falling away. But I also, as I told my church last Sunday, you know, when they crucified Jesus and they arrested Peter and said, listen, we're going to do the same thing to you if you open your mouth again. But the scripture says something very powerful. It says, when they saw their boldness, they knew that they had been with Jesus. And I'm encouraging pastors to, you know, a lot of pastors would never say these negative things and promote these ungodly things. But a lot of pastors, I think, are a little bit afraid to stand up and speak up, because you hear, Holly, you hear, well, we can't include religion with politics. Listen, when they're talking about teaching this ungodly sexism to our children in school, that's not political. That's demonic. When you're talking about aborting babies, that's not political. That's demonic. And it's our job as leaders in the kingdom of God to speak up and tell our people, this is exactly what the Word of God says we need to do, and we need to be bold in doing it. Be full of love. You know, when I got saved, I came in with needle marks up and down my arms. I came in with warrants out for my arrest, and God didn't say, you know, go clean up yourself and then come back. The Lord took me as I was, but thank God I was in a church that taught me how to live for God and what the Bible says and what's wrong and right. And we need to get back to that. We talk so much, and I agree with this. We talk so much about being visitor friendly, but what we need to be more, the friendliest thing we can do to visitors is tell them the truth of what the Word of God says, because that truth will set people free.
And so many pastors and teachers and preachers and ministers today aren't doing that. In fact, I've heard more say compromised things on TV and on radio and you know, watching their podcast that, you know, well, we just have to accept, you know, the gays, and we, and it's fine for the, to, and it's not that we're against gay people or transgender. It's not that you're against people. You love them in the Lord, but you don't have to agree with a lifestyle and have it in, and have it endorsed in your, you know, in your sanctuary and with, you
right.
know, with your people.
Exactly. What if they had told me, you know, I told you, there, I watched a very well-known preacher on YouTube, and my kid showed it to me, and my staff showed it to me, and he says, you know, don't let it, I apologize if any preacher told you this is what God says, this is what the Bible says, this is what Jesus said. It's not up to us to tell you how to live your life. What if I would have come into that church as a drug addict, and they would have not told me, listen, this is wrong. Doing drugs is wrong. God has a better way of life for you. I would not be alive today. I would, you know, my mother, who's 95 years old now, several years ago told my wife, Tiz, she said, I never, when Larry, we knew Larry was in trouble with the law, and he ran to Arizona. We never thought we'd see him alive again. He'd either be killed in a drug deal or he'd overdose from drugs. But I didn't just come to church. I came to church, received Christ as my Savior, and heard the Word of God. And that Word of God, that truth, set me free. Now, when I first got saved, I had all kinds of arguments about drugs. You know, well, drugs, if drugs were bad, how come, you know, they're herbs and they're spices? You know, there's always an argument. But God's way is to bring us life and life more abundant. God didn't hate me because I was a drug addict. God saved me not just to get me into heaven, but because he has a better way. And that's the same thing with anybody, whether they're transgender or homosexual. God doesn't hate that person, but he's saying, here is my way, and my way is the best way. My way right. is to come to give you life and life more abundant. But the other side of that is, now they're taking it, and this is what really, really upsets me. And if someone's not upset by this, I question their Christianity. And I know we can get calls and emails on that, but I question their Christianity. Now they're taking this to children.
Yes.
And they're trying to promote this thing to children.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, you've poked the sleeping bear on me on that, because that is not something you bring to our children.
No.
That is none of your business, and we need to stand up and be loud about this, because our children are under attack, and we need to go to war and protect our children at all costs.
I agree with you, and I'm telling you, they poked the bear in me too, because I wish there was more of us that would get out there and say that. You know, years ago, there used to be pastors that would get on TV, and you know, Pat Robertson and others, that would get on TV and say, well, this is wrong, or that we shouldn't have that, or that's bad, or that, and there would be a voice for the church on radio or on television out there. You never see them get on anymore and say anything. It's like there's no opinion given, and my concern is that even in the churches, like you said, even pastors saying that, then where is the congregation going to get that teaching from? Where are they going to get truth?
You know, I heard a guy on Fox News yesterday, and he said something, and I wish I would have caught who he was. I know he's a politician. I wish I'd have caught who he was, but he said, this is demonic.
Yes.
This is not political. This is a demonic attack on our children. That they would bring this and push this agenda.
Yes.
This isn't a demonic attack that they would gather small children and have a transgender man stand up and read them children's stories. This is a demonic attack, and the Bible is very clear that we're to put on the whole armor of God. He didn't say anything about putting on a tutu. He said, put on the armor of God. And it's time for us to, you know, to be a pastor or to be a leader in the kingdom of God is not a job. It's a calling. And it's a calling that God is saying, I'm trusting you to lead my sheep beside still waters. I'm trusting you to lead my sheep to good feet. And that's our job. And I'm, and you know, I just met with 70 pastors yesterday, and because we're going to do a, I'm so upset about this agenda that they're bringing against our children.
Yes.
And so we're going to do a rally of prayer and worship, an outside rally of prayer and worship on October 21st. And I just met with 70 pastors yesterday that said, we want to get behind this. We want to be a part of this. And because no matter whether you're white or black or brown or Asian or male or female, we need to have our nation come back to being one nation under God. And under our nation is the greatest nation in the world because we're built on godly foundations, and we can't just stand back and be silent, Holly, and let that erode away. We have got to call the troops to arms and be bold enough to call our nation. You know, if my people are called by name, we'll humble themselves and pray. And so we're calling this rally in October, Unite the Light. We're the light of the world. We're the light of the world. And Jesus said, you don't put that light under a bushel. You don't hide that light.
Right.
And that light loved me so much that they said, Larry, you know, the light of God and the word of God said, Larry, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, I love you and I have a better way. And we owe everybody in America and the world to share that light with them. So we're gathering as many, and there's some, we've had a lot of opposition say, well, we don't want to be involved, you know, we don't want to upset our congregation and everything. And I'm thinking, holy cow, you know, you're going to upset your congregation by saying, let's protect our children.
Yes.
You know, but we're seeing lots and lots and lots of pastors and churches saying, all right, we'll do this. And, you know, we're not asking for money for it. You know, anybody wants to give to it, that'd be great. But I just feel like we need to let every Christian in North Texas or Texas or America or wherever, let them know, listen, we're standing together.
Yes.
We're standing together and we're locking arms in arms. And let's come together and pray for our nation and pray for a great awakening amongst our people again.
Well, before you do that rally, call me because I want to have you on the air and talking about that before a few weeks or a month before so we can
Absolutely.
Help you to promote that. You know, Pastor, I saw this last week that a Fox report said that faith, family, and country are less important to Americans than ever before. Patriotism, only 38% feel it's important to be patriotic. 39% feel religion is less important. 39%. I mean, that means only 39% of this country feels it's, you know, I mean, 39% feels it's less important. 30% believes that having children is less important. So this whole mentality that is seeping in towards our children is permeating every area. And we are a nation now who, what you and I grew up with, the patriotic spirit in America and God and country, and you were proud of America, and there was a moral code to our country. There was a moral code we all operated on. There is no moral code now. It's whatever your moral code is, it's fine. Whatever mine is, it's fine. That's not a code you can live by.
No, it's not a code. And it's a very selfish thing. It's, you know, it hides under the banner of love. And the word love in Hebrew means to give. You know, if you say, I love turkey, well, you don't really love turkey. You love yourself, and you love what eating that turkey makes you feel like.
Mm.
But when the Bible says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. there's a sacrifice involved with this. We've become a very me generation. A couple months ago, I was asked to do a banquet down in Miami with Governor DeSantis. And I had some of our staff down there, and I had my daughter with us, and we looked out on the ocean, and on the beach there are all these people. I go, what are they doing? They're individuals, and they were taking selfies. And I thought, you know, I mean, men, boys and girls, and not group pictures, selfies. And I'm thinking, that's what this mm-hmm. Spirit is saying to our nation. Mm-hmm. It's not about us as a nation, as a community, as a family. It's about me. What's in this for me? And, you know, when communism took over Russia, what their goal was first was to destroy patriotism, to destroy loyalty to the country. And that's what they're trying to do. And mm-hmm. without being too heavy and being too spiritual on this, that's the spirit of the Antichrist. That's the spirit of one world government. These people who are promoting this, they don't want us to be loyal to mm-hmm. our nation. They don't want us to be loyal to God. They want us to be loyal to the world leaders. And it's not going to happen. I know they're trying. I know it looks dark. But once again, Holly, think about it. With the Jesus Revolution, it looked like, holy cow, this young generation is going to go berserk and ruin the future of our nation. And God came in and gave us a Jesus Revolution. And I want to say again, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what Satan's meant for evil, God will use it for good. And I think even people who don't go to church with the attack on our children and the sexualization of our children, I think even suburban moms who don't go to church are going, wait a minute, you've gone too far. And I think this is going to prompt people to realize we need to get our country back under the Word of God.
And now that you mentioned the Word of God, fewer percent of people are reading the Bible than ever before.
Yeah.
Which is, it's sad, because in China, there are people giving their lives to have a Bible, or they're giving their lives to have a few chapters. And in other countries, Turkey and Afghanistan and other places like that, there are people that would just love to have even a page out of the Bible, you know, and yet I've got six of them myself at home, you know, I do read it, but I mean, there are people that don't read it. What are you saying to that generation that don't even care about getting in the Word?
You know, a couple of years ago, we do a lot with Israel. Israel just gave me a Lifetime Achievement Award, which is the highest award you can give to anyone outside of the nation of Israel. And I was asked to meet with some heads of security of the nation of Israel, and this head of security said, Pastor Larry, the reason I want to meet with you is I want to ask you to keep teaching what you're teaching, because our television program is on every day around the world, and including Israel. And so he said, we watch what you're teaching, and we know that Muslims are watching, Christians are watching, Jews are watching. And he said these words. Now, this is an Orthodox Jewish man. He doesn't know who's who in America. He goes, what's happened to America? This was a few years ago. He said, what's happened to American Christianity? And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, we watch guys on television. We want to know what they're saying. Are they saying anything that comes into the Middle East that will hurt us? And he said, so many of these pastors aren't even opening their Bible. Now, this is from a Jewish security officer. Mm. And he says, what's happened to church in America when they're not even reading their Bible? And you know, I think it's just a strategy of the devil, because the word that we know, the truth that we own, will bring us that freedom. And so if we're not teaching the word in our churches, if we're not reading the scripture and teaching people what it means, well, the next step is they're not going to be reading the word of God at home. And so when somebody gets up and says, well, this is what Jesus said, and this is what the Bible says, and it's not true, then we don't know how to fight that, because we don't know what the truth is. Right. You know, you go back to the beginning of the church, and the church services were in Latin. because they didn't want you to really know what the Word of God says. And then all of a sudden, man, we got the Bible and we got the printing presses, and man, everybody's reading the Word of God. Now we have the Bible right there in their hands, and we don't open them up in church. And so I think there's, like, once again, I just believe, Holly, there's a great awakening taking place, and people are going to go back to reading what, here's what God says, not just, and I right. believe in motivating people. I believe this is the good news. I believe your best is yet to come. But we have to teach the Word of God, both on what we're supposed to do and what God says don't do.
Absolutely.
And I believe there's a great. I still believe there's a great awakening on us. I believe we're getting ready for it. I believe the God is showing us signs of this. And I have a saying: our best is yet to come, and I really believe that.
Ah, I love hearing that. Okay, quickly, because we've got a few minutes left. What is the program that you're on that's seen around the world? So for people that want to watch that, what's your program?
The main station is we're on Daystar, and it's called Larry and Tiz Huck, and it's H-U-C-H. And we're on various times on Daystar. We're on other stations, and I can't tell you all the different stations
okay.
we're on. But the main ones are Daystar. And I just want to encourage everybody that's looking at their young people. You know, I went from the gangs, tremendously violent. I've shared my testimony all over the world about the drug addiction, but I was a tremendously violent person and in the streets and all this. Ended up a drug dealer in South America, a drug smuggler. You know, I had somebody just tell me, you need to write a book called From a Junkie to Jerusalem. And my story is,
great
I
title.
Had several people say, you know, your story would be a movie. And it is in the fact that no matter where your children are or where your grandchildren are or where anybody is in your life, when the Lord reaches in, when the Lord reaches in and touches their life, they turn this drug dealer to a pastor. And I want to give everybody hope out there. I know that the enemies, that there is a war for our children, but I read it in the book, we win this war. So hold on to your kids, because the best is yet to come.
Absolutely. And one more thing, you're renting out your theater for your church, but there is an event with all churches called Unite the Light. What's that about?
Unite the Light. That's the thing we're going to do in October 21st.
Okay.
Where we're going to take every, you know, there, you know, I say this, I don't know if I said this to you, but when I got saved, when I, you know, I was running from the police, I had 7 federal warrants out for my arrest, and I got a job in Flagstaff, Arizona, and I was still a drug addict, and myself and these 2 girls were living together, which both became pastors' wives. And the next day I came to church, and I said to the lady who was a deacon of one of the great churches there, I said, last night I got saved. And she looks at me and she goes, what denomination? And I said, the one with Jesus. And that's all I know. And so that's what we're putting out on October 21st. It doesn't matter what church we are, what color we are children of God. And I say this jokingly, there's no Baptist going to heaven, there's no Lutheran going to heaven, there's no Assembly of God going to heaven, there's no New Beginnings, which is my church, going to heaven. There are children of God going to heaven. We're the light of the world. So let's gather that light together, because darkness doesn't push out light. Light pushes out darkness. And when we can gather more light, we can bring the light of God to every single person we meet.
Absolutely. You have been such a delight. I could spend an hour with you talking about.
I love being with you.
Oh, I'm telling you, this has been such a great time that you spent with us. And I love that you talked about the movie and what you're doing for your congregation. Again, for people who want to visit your church or go to your website, where should they go to?
Our church is called New Beginnings, and we're in Bedford, Texas. We're right where 121 and 114 meet. Right by the Holiday Inn there, and they can go to Larry Huck Ministries, LHM Ministries, or newbeginnings.org, and they can track us down.
Pastor Larry Huck, God bless you for your heart, your spirit, for everything you're doing. I know he's blessing you and your ministry, and I just hope we get to talk again soon.
Thanks, Holly. I sure appreciate being able to talk about the Lord with you.
Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless.